I think we need to recognise that we may grow biofuels for energy security, we may grow them to increase farm income, we may grow them to reduce carbon emissions. They're not mutually exclusive. What I'm arguing is that we need to be much more explicit about why we're growing the biofuels. We need to be upfront about why it is that we're growing a biofuel crop. And in particular, we need to do a very careful and thorough life cycle analysis of the biofuel crop in each place. And if, for example, we're trying to assess a biofuel for reduction of carbon emissions or for increasing farm income, we've got to answer this set of questions. Is it profitable? Is it cheap? Environmentally friendly? Socially acceptable? Do the poor benefit? Is it at least carbon neutral? And actually, if you do that, very few of the first generation of biofuels pass muster. And one of the questions is, how quickly can we move to second and third generation biofuels? We've got to get much more, in terms of literage, out per hectare than we do at the moment. In part so that we don't have the conflict between producing food for producing a crop for food or producing a crop for biofuel. We need to move towards cellulosics like switchgrass, which will probably produce double what sugarcane does now. And for biodiesel, the potential is through algae to start producing something of the order of 90,000 litres per hectare. The day that begins to happen will be the beginning of a new revolution. Maybe we should have a World Food Prize on this, in which we transform the world from one dependent on petroleum and fossil fuels, not just for energy, but for production of all the chemicals we need in the world, into one that depends on plants as the basic source of our economy. That'll be a huge generational change in our, or not maybe not in mine, but in your lifetimes. Cereal yields remain low in Africa. 1 ton per hectare. You can skateboard along that.